Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. It is a difficult Thanksgiving day in Chesapeake, Virginia. A Walmart store supervisor shot and killed his coworkers before taking his own life. NPR's Jackie Northam reports that the community is remembering the six people who were killed, as other communities near and far also continue to face gun violence.
Among the victims of Tuesday's shooting were Lorenzo Gamble, a custodian at Walmart, Brian Pendleton, 70-year-old Randy Blevins, Tanika Johnson, and Kelly Pyle, a 52-year-old grandmother. A sixth victim was not named because of his age. He was 16 years old. All of those killed were Walmart employees. Authorities are still trying to piece together what led the 31-year-old shooter to go on a rampage. He was armed with a handgun and had multiple ammunition magazines. He had been with Walmart for 12 years. This was the third mass shooting this month. Three students were killed at the University of Virginia, and last weekend, five people were killed at a gay club in Colorado Springs. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Today marks 9 months since Russia invaded Ukraine. And as NPR's Greg Myrie reports, many Ukrainians spent the day struggling to meet their basic needs due to more Russian missile strikes.
In the capital, Kyiv, most residents woke up this morning without electricity or running water in their homes. As the day progressed, basic services were restored in Kyiv and many other cities around the country. Still, Russia's nationwide missile strike on Wednesday was one of the most damaging since it ramped up airstrikes on Ukraine's energy systems last month. Ukraine says it shot down 50 of the 70 missiles fired by Russia. But those that hit the mark caused widespread outages to the already compromised electricity grid. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
In Geneva, Switzerland today, the United Nations Human Rights Council is holding a special session on Iran. The council voted to condemn the violent crackdown on protests in Iran and create an independent fact-finding mission to investigate the alleged abuses, especially those committed against women and children. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the resolution was backed by 25 countries.
There's always a danger that this kind of direct support could backfire and put protesters at even more risk, because Iranian leaders always accuse the U.S. and Israel of fomenting unrest in the country. They call these protest riots.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. The protests were sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in custody of Iran's so-called morality police. Brazil's national men's team is going for its sixth World Cup title. The South American team plays Serbia today in its home opener. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. There is a ceasefire in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. As Michael Koloki reports, negotiators hope the agreement will stop attacks in the region by a major rebel group.
Following a summit in the Angolan capital, Luanda, leaders from Burundi, Angola, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, agreed that starting Friday, fighting will cease in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows months of intense battles in the area between Congolese forces and the M23 rebel group, which has led to the displacement of thousands of civilians. Congolese leaders claim that the group is backed by neighboring Rwanda, a charge Rwanda denies. A statement by the leaders meeting in Luanda warned that the M23 must withdraw from its occupied territories or face intervention by a regional force. For NPR News, I am Michael Kaloki in Nairobi.
In China, COVID-19 infections hit a record high. The country reported more than 31,000 new cases in a 24-hour period today. It breaks a record in China set in April when an outbreak of the virus sent the commercial hub of Shanghai into a two-month lockdown. China recently began loosening some measures of its strict zero-COVID policies. The U.S. is facing a surge of three viruses, COVID-19, RSV, and the flu. Infectious disease experts are calling it a triple-demic. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says hospitalizations for the flu are at their highest level in a decade. The flu season is unusually early and severe. This is NPR News.